Okay, I'll call the meeting to order, and then we'll have adoption or amend the agenda. Anything?
No, nothing new.
Anybody have anything? Okay, then we'll have introduction of new board members and oath of office. Maybe we just want to go around. We've got a couple.
Sure.
That'd be great.
So we'll start with Patty. You can introduce yourself.
Patty Willetsko, administrative assistant. We met earlier.
Yep.
Okay.
Levine Zamar, Stearns County Board.
Randy Wincher, Morrison County Commissioner.
I'm Tim Denny. I'm Todd County's new District 2 Commissioner.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Ed Pop, Benton County Commissioner and current chair of the board.
Lisa Fobie, Sherburne County Commissioner.
Wayne Bauer and Schmidt, Wray County at large.
Very important person.
No.
Very important
VIP,
person.
Right?
VIP. Library advocate. You stall enough.
I am not a commissioner. As of the, where I was going.
Should be.
Citizen representative.
No.
Citizen.
Okay.
And treasurer.
Most important. This group.
Yeah. Tina Diedrich, Wray County Commissioner.
Amy Anderson, Associate Director of Accounting for Great River.
Karen Ponsett, Great River Executive Director.
Okay. Do we?
He needs to do the oath.
Okay,
yeah,
you need to do an oath of office.
He has it.
Yep.
So he needs to officially read it on the record.
You got your speech ready,
yeah.
Too?
Yeah.
Right here.
Tina did
my
it
speech.
At the last meeting.
Buying lunch afterwards, I suppose.
All right, here we go. I swear that I support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my judgment and ability.
All right. Thank you.
The end.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if I've mentioned this for the new people. All of our board meetings are recorded audio and then posted on the website. We don't do video recording, but we do post the audio. So that's why the mics are on.
You gave me two cover sheets.
Okay, and then we need to elect a
finance
committee chairperson. So I'll open it up for nominations.
Can Ed be a finance
chair? Oh, Ed can be.
He's board chair.
I'm board chair.
I'm just trying to help you out, Ed.
Right.
Well, we're going to listen to Randy's opinions anyway, so I nominate Randy. Try to insult your way out of it.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
And second.
Okay.
So Randy Wincher's been nominated and seconded. Is there any other nominations? Anybody else? One more time. Is there any other nominations? I'll entertain a motion to cast the unanimous vote for Randy Wincher.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Second. Most have been made and seconded, so Randy's the new finance chair. And now I think we can turn it over to Randy, right?
Yep. Do we designate?
Thanks a lot, Lee.
You're welcome,
chair?
Man.
Not for the finance.
I recognize
no.
Leadership.
But because Ed has to be on it, so if Randy's not here, Ed's it.
All right.
Still on.
Oh, yeah, I miss, this is one of my favorite meeting committees. So.
Actually, this is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Used to suck.
It did. Yeah, I agree with Lee on that one, too.
It
was horrible.
It was awful. Yeah.
It was a horrible thing.
Yeah.
What the hell am I even doing?
That's some sorry SOBs.
This is way before me.
So you got this?
Bob,
right. I'm trying to get some look notes down here. It's used to
Felix.
Suck.
Yeah,
Rachel.
That is showing.
It was with
yeah.
Rachel.
Wait,
it was
you
Rachel.
Proven.
Rachel.
Was the old one?
I've only
it was
been
Rachel.
Here 8 years.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
You were in some of the challenging ones.
Right at the tail end.
I
was here when we didn't have a board director. We didn't even know. I didn't even know who our board director was. I'm going, who is this person? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in La La Land somewhere.
We've come a long way, let me tell you.
I'm looking forward to the year where people stop remembering.
Looks like they want to get rid of us. Did you hear what I'm doing?
No, that's not what I meant. Oh, my gosh.
Bringing up the past, you know? Let's move forward. Fourth quarter financial report.
All
we're going to jump right to page 6 of your packet. This is where the overall revenues are recapped as percentages. Year-to-date revenues exceeded the budget by $148,500, and this was mostly due to the miscellaneous receipts line, additional interest income, and then the final RLBSS state aid amount that was adjusted in our favor. On page 7 and 8 is where our 2022 expenses are ran against those in 2021. Personnel spending is reflective of the tight labor market in 2022. As positions were vacated due to retirement and turnover, it just took a little bit longer to fill, so those expense lines are underspent. Overall spending for the year increased by just under 3%. And most of those happened in our fleet maintenance and service and contract area. If you remember, we were waiting a long time for the delivery van, which came. So we have two new vans this year, so that should reduce our repair costs in the upcoming years and get those back within spending parameters as we would normally expect. Also, the patron receipts, the patron expenses for prints and copies, those are absorbed into the equipment rental and repair lines, and those were adjusted in the 2023 budget cycle, so they will be more reflective of actual occurrences now that the pandemic is over. On the bottom of page 8, it show in the bold, you'll see that year-to-date spending for 2022 was just under 97% of the budgeted amounts. So it was just under $300,000 underspent. So overall, the 2022 surplus is $407,350. And this amount was designated to the 2024 budget as part of those non-signatory revenue receipts lines at the November meeting. Does anybody have any questions?
You know what? I'm going to ask a question. Go back to these vehicles. We had to wait quite a while for that one or two. Mm-hmm. How many do we have on the fleet vehicles? Do we know?
Right now we have the one that we waited for, the 2022. And then we have the 2019 that we also replaced last year. And then we have the 2018 and 2016 that we have. And then as far as other fleet vehicles, we have a minivan, the Jeep, the Equinox.
Yep, that's all.
So, Amy, is that you watches over them, Karen, as far as when are they time to put them to pasture?
Yeah, we came up with a replacement plan right when I first started. And so this year we're actually going to think about the 2018 and how those expenses have lined up to the life cycle.
So help me, do we have a line item for that, for a purchase for them separately?
It's in the capital vehicle lines. So
okay, so it's not...
On this report, it would be on page 10, right at the top, where we have our capital automation, branch development, equipment, and vehicle line.
And that doesn't include the 2023 amount.
Right. This report doesn't include the amount for 2023.
And this... Place repair shop right over here, Jim's. They do all the.
We've been using Advanced for oil changes and repairs. We've had some really good luck with them. We find that they're real quick. It's easy to get the vehicles there, and they just walk back. And
yeah,
we haven't had any issues. With
yeah, Jim. They're good people.
Yeah.
So do we stay ahead of the curve on these? So like you said, the 2018. Are we going to wait 6 months before it dies, or are we going to try to? Stay ahead of the program, maybe look for a good used one again,
That'll be the next finance committee meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, we're planning on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, come talk to you about that next
time.
Yeah,
when Amy started, we said, okay, we're going to replace this van this year, this van this year, this van this year, and we bought on state contract for this one.
Right.
That was when things kind of went downhill. So we finally got the same contract one last year, and then that 2019 replaced that middle one. So we have a used 2019 that we purchased last year. And so we hope to trade in, the 16 and the 18 on the next one?
This time.
Because we don't want four vans.
Right.
We don't need four vans.
And under the current environment, it was okay to have an extra because that allowed us to keep things on the road.
Yeah.
And
this winter, it actually helped us several times. So.
Thanks for that. Any questions on the fourth quarter financial report? If not, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll move that.
I have a motion. Second?
I'll second.
Any more discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Proposed 2024 budget process guidelines.
So you'll see the document starting on page 15. This is the process that we've been using since I think 2016 budget. It's built off of the Benton County base budgeting process. And the text here is very similar to what you've seen to previous years. The idea is that we would put together your first look at the 2024 budget as a base budget. Each department will pull together what it costs to do business the same way next year. So if the overdrive contract goes up 3%, that gets built into the budget. We have union negotiations settled, so we know what wage increases will be on the personnel budget. That will be included in that initial estimate. And then we would bring that back to the Finance Committee to look at on the 21st. Anything additional to the base budget would be brought to you as a department budget request. The one that I anticipate bringing forward will be an additional open hour in the St. Michael Library based on the library development plan that we passed in November. We put them at the same level as Monticello, Buffalo, Elk River and Buffalo. Monticello is a little less. And so that would be a separate approval process for you. And then once you're done looking at that, that would be combined as a preliminary budget and presented to the full board in May as their first look at the budget. The signatory agreement between the six counties says we have to pass a budget by the end of July or it reverts back to last year's budget. So our goal would be to have that ready to go for the full board to approve in July. And you can see that timeline broken out for you on page 17. Any questions about how that process would work or any thoughts on what you'd want to see?
I think it's worked pretty smoothly the last number of years, so.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? This also requires an action, so I ask for a motion.
Also move that, Mr. Chair.
I have a motion from Ed. Second?
Second.
Second from Wayne. Any more discussion? Those in favor? Opposed? Motion carried. Statutory share factor table review. Statutory.
So since we had a couple of new people to our budget process, I included the signatory table for you to look at before you see the base budget. So on page 21, this is the table that shows the formula that we have set up between the six counties and how it's applied. So there's three formula factors: population, number of registered users or borrowers, and then net tax capacity. And so the dollar amount, even if it's the same, will change between the six counties next year because of the way those formulas play out. If you look at the very bottom, this is what it looks like with 2023's budget with the 2024 formula factors. So you can see, even if the budget's exactly flat, Benton County's amount on the bottom right will go down by 1.6%. Morrison County's would go down by 0.56%. Sherburne's would go up by 1.55%. Stearns would go down by 1.357%. Todd County would go down by 0.822%. And Wright County would go up slightly, 2.951%. The other thing to note, this is something we've been talking about for a couple of years, but will actually take place in the 2024 budget. If you go to the left part of that same column, you can see those 2024 totals. If you look at the Stearns amount, is $2,345,659. The Wright County amount is $2,367,548. That means Wright County will pay more than Stearns County next year in the budget. an interjoint powers agreement, it says the budget, the board seats are determined by budget share. So one of the things we'll need to know from Stearns and Wright County is how you want to handle the board seats for 2024. I don't know, like we've seen this trending this direction for a while. I don't know if those numbers are going to flip back and forth because they are really close. So, you know, right now Stearns County has 5 seats on the board and Wright County has 4. Is that something you'd want to see shifting in 2024? And since we've never actually had it happen here, I don't know if you've had any experiences on other boards on how that's been handled in other organizations. I wanted to start the conversation here before reaching out to your county administrator people because this just never happened before.
Here, is that a statute? That's
our joint powers agreement.
So we have 4?
You have 4. You have Wayne and Melissa and JC and yourself. And Stearns has Lee, Zuria, George, Lynn, and Al Amdahl. And I do think there's like some terms coming up at the end of this year. So, you know, there may be an opportunity to make the switch with a change in terms. But then the question is like, is that for the full 3-year term or is that something that flips back and forth between the two counties based on the budget for the year? I don't know if this is going to always be. It's hard to say. You know, St. Cloud usage.
Take out Stearns would lose one?
Stearns would lose one and Wright would gain one.
All right.
So, do we have to do it according to statute?
No, it's in the joint powers agreement, so it'd really be up to the counties.
Would it be up? Do you think we should just leave it to the two counties, or do we want all counties to weigh in?
I don't know.
The question I have, and I follow up with Ed, is this year we have to do it. Next year, maybe it changes back to the Stearns County. And how do we keep on?
Right.
Is it worth to just leave it the same? I don't know. Like you said, it's up to the counties.
I mean, we have great board members. Every time we get a new board member, they're great too. I hate losing people. I like seeing who comes through the door.
Is there something you have to decide
on? No, but it would be helpful to know on how you want me to approach it. Like, my thought was I give Lee and Mike a call and see what they think, but if there's a better place to start, I'm totally open to what that looks like.
Okay. I guess when you look at it, you know, the one that pays the most gets the most in my book. If you're paying the most money, you're entitled to that seat. And if it's going to happen for 1 year or 2 years, I guess that's the way it is.
But to follow up on that, Ed, if they just want to leave it the same, then is that okay? You know what I'm saying? So
I guess if the two counties would agree,
right,
I got no problem with that. But
yeah,
from a fairness and representation, I mean, you guys all work well together.
That's what it looks like at the table. No, the thing, I get what Ed's saying, but I also think if it's going to flip back and forth every year, it takes a while to get used to being on the board. So if, you know, you're going to add a board member just for 1 year and then switch back and have to take a board member off, that can get a little dicey.
I guess.
Since it's so close, it's kind of like when county boards determine whether they're going to go from 5 to 7. You know, any county can do that after 100,000 people, and some never do. But
I think, Mr. Chair, that Tina can go back to her board and say, do you think our growth is going to continue? Do you think, you know, when you look at the growth and you look at where you are, I would say, yeah, it's going to continue in that direction just because of the metro factor there.
Yeah, I'd love to go have a conversation about it because I'm not as knowledgeable.
Or maybe your board's got a definite. Maybe they haven't got along with Stearns County all that well lately. You know, right?
Well, we've been treated fairly, and it's gonna. And I don't think we got a horse in this discussion. I think whatever decision is arrived at, we can go along.
We'll work with it.
Okay, so maybe I'll be going out and doing the county presentation like I did for Ben today. Maybe we can bring it up there and then, or if you want, I could
I'll
just
ask,
give, let me know.
Well, I guess it'd be like, again, it'd be up to Tina and their board to decide, yep, we want more representation. Then because they're the majority of that, then they would. See? And then the Stearns County would have to eliminate one. So.
And usually when Stearns has a three-year term up, they repost it. Like, even for the people who are already in it, they always post it as an opportunity to see who applies. So it wouldn't be weird to just make an adjustment at the end of a term. I can't remember whose terms were up, though. Do you?
I don't remember either.
Alan Zuria, I think.
Both Alan Zuria. So there's two. And that's the other thing that would affect Stearns County. Currently, Stearns appoints by district because you have one for each district. But you'd go down to four. So then, you know, you make a change to how that practice somehow. I don't know. It's just never happened before.
Talk to Dr. Willie, find out what he thinks he can sell. I'll agree with him no matter what.
And I think it's best for Karen you to talk to tell them the ins and outs, what would happen if, you know, they have to take one
from
the district, so then they can make that decision based on that.
Tell them to make it work.
Here you go.
I think we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Be good to know before, like, December.
Any more discussion on that?
Are there any other questions about the formula and how it might play out?
I just like the way it's a negative. I like to see that.
Well, and I have to say, mine's not in a negative, and I just got out of our first budget discussion. So ours went up mostly because of which factor, do you think? So
I can explain. I believe it was tax capacity that had the most fluctuation this year.
And I have a problem with Benton County. It seems like theirs is going down every year.
Hey, we went up a lot last
year. I don't think we have the formula.
We've got to issue more liquor licenses. It'd be more fun to be there.
You have the 22. Happen to have that? That table? Yeah. So if you look at tax capacity, Sherburne was 20.49%, and now it's 20.9% of the total, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's big numbers. And then Stearns used to be 29.45%, but they dropped to 28.94%. So it's not just a function of one county going up. It's also a function of another county going down. And Stearns is such a big county in the formula right now. When it shifts, it impacts everything. I would say for Wright, the users also have been really skyrocketing, especially in that St. Michael area. We've been watching that.
Yeah, this is not when ours is only a 17%, 18% user share.
Mm-hmm.
A huge dollar amount.
That is. And my board's not going to be happy. So.
Yeah, it's tricky because this isn't even the budget. This is this year's budget. So I just wanted to provide it as a reference point just going into budgeting so that we can be thinking about how that impacts everybody differently.
And not to open up a little can of worms, but moving forward, then we could probably take a little money out of the general to reduce if we want to, correct?
Well, that's the next budget topic, or the agenda topic now is kind of how that's set up right now. Yeah.
Anything else? All right. Thanks, Karen, for that. 8, unassigned fund balance spending recovery plan.
So on page 25 of your packet, we thought we would discuss the spend down plan that's currently in place. The 2023 budget includes the use of $230,000 from cash reserves as part of the revenue receipts line. This is the amount of that spending and recovery plan that was passed with the 2022 budget way back in July of 2021. On the top of page 25, you can see where our unassigned fund balance was on December 31st of 2020. At that point in time, we had 5.74 months of reserves, and the board decided to use some of those funds In that first box, you can see the 2022 revenue of $315,218 that was put into that 2022 budget. To follow along with policy, we had to have a spend down plan in place for those reserve uses. And for 2023, you can see that we're down to $230,000. In 2024, we'll have $160,000. And then 2025, 26, and 27 will also have the remaining parts of that spend down plan. After the reserve use, last year when we did our unassigned fund balance review, we were down to 4.55 months of reserves. So this aligns with the board's objectives of spending down some of our unassigned funds. And the next review of this will happen after the presentation by our auditors at the May 16th meeting. So then we'll have another look at this at that time. Does anybody have any questions on how all this works or...
I want to maybe restate the amount that we'll be building into the base budget for reserves between this number and the one of the carry forward number from 2023. What are the two numbers? Do you remember?
So,
sorry, I put you on
the
spot.
No, it's okay. In 2023, our surplus in the 2023 budget, we're using the surplus of the 2024 budget cycle, $313,860. And then along with that, we're using that $230,000 of the spend down plan.
So 2024 will be $160,000. And then the carry forward of $407,350.
What was that number?
$407,350.
That'll be carried forward?
Yep, mm-hmm. That was from last year's surplus.
Mm-hmm. So it'll actually be ahead of where we were in 2023 going in. Well,
surplus-wise. Yeah. There'll be more surplus in the 2024 base budget than there was in the 2023 budget.
So we would have more than 4.55 months in the, because?
We'll know more about that after the audit, and the audit is next week. So.
Okay.
Yeah, part of the calculation is your average monthly expenditure, and that changes from year to year. So until you have that, you can't make the calculation.
And we do have higher labor cost again next year, right?
We have increases built into the union contract for the next 2 years because we did one this year. It's a 3-year contract, so it's 4%, and then 1.5% mm-hmm. on all the quartiles, I think, right?
Four, and then next year is 2 and 1.5.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know, maybe you put this out to, is the legislator throwing any money our way? Are they gonna? Yes, no, maybe.
Well, we knocked on, 13 doors last Tuesday. Lee and Wayne, Jamie and I think broke a record. It does look like there will be something moving forward. It's hard to say what it's going to look like when it's done. It could impact the 24 budget, but we won't know until we actually pass the legislation. It was included in the governor's budget, which is the first time that's happened. So it's possible, especially knowing we've got support in both houses. The bills were actually introduced on Tuesday when we were down there. So.
Okay. What do you think, Lee?
I think we got the support, but, you know, it's kind of like dating, you know. Yeah, one meeting goes great. The next meeting, you know, not talking to each other. But I thought it was okay.
And we'd know that by when? End of April?
End of May is the end of session. I think if it was included as a standalone bill, it'd already be done. But what's often happened is it lumped into the
omnibus. Yeah, throw it in the omnibus. Yeah, and I mean, you know.
And then nobody wants to
vote. The whole damn works out. The best system out there, but it still sucks.
All right. Anything else on that? If not, assign finance committee members to audit outtake meeting.
Yeah, so like I said, the audit will take place next week, March 13th through the 16th. They're going to be here in person for the first time since, well, before 2020.
Yeah. 2020, okay. They were actually here the week of the shutdown.
Okay. that was before I joined the organization. So they'll be here in person on Monday and Wednesday next week. On Thursday, March 16th at 3:30, the auditors will do our audit outtake meeting, and they will be doing it via Zoom, so there would be no reason to have to travel. Historically, two of the committee members have attended. Is anybody available?
What's the times on those?
It would be at 3:30.
On the 16th.
On the 16th, that is Thursday.
And that'd be Zoom, huh? Okay.
I'm not going to be available. So do we have a couple volunteers, Lee?
Yeah, I'll do it. I just checked, and I got a meeting in the morning, but I'm open in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else?
I'm busy that day also.
Todd, how about you? I mean, Todd, Tim. Todd Cullen.
I'm at a funeral in Chicago.
Oh,
so
I'm good way to get the new people broke in.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What's the date?
16th, 3:30.
And Zoom, so. And how long do they usually last? Half an hour, 45?
Yeah, it depends on how many questions.
An hour at the most.
Yeah.
My solid waste.
I don't know if I can answer
day.
Any good questions.
Depends on.
I can be there. Uh-huh.
Can
or I can do Zoom, yeah. On the 16th of March. March?
Mm-hmm. March, yep. We got one. We got number two, Tina. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Tina and Lee. Yeah. Zoom.
And I think as part of the audit, board members do typically get called. So don't be surprised if the auditor calls you and asks you questions.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I'll just refer to this.
So I'm going to stick this little kink in there. I don't get a per diem. I don't take one. But if they're at home, they should get a per diem. My opinion, just because they're still out of taking out of their time if they apply for one.
I think we've done that. I don't know.
Patty,
we did meetings via Zoom.
Even
we
Zoom,
did
if they get per diems, good.
Don't give me, I don't want them to call me, but if they send me an email, set something up, I'll be available. I can be available then.
Oh,
you know
see.
What I mean?
Oh, for the audit?
Yeah.
Yeah, they choose. We don't get to choose who they call.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Could you explain that? What
Rice County get
about,
per
diems? Call, the audit calls?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to them.
Yeah, just they might come find you. I don't know.
Just mileage.
It's usually pretty minor.
Zoom is okay. I don't mind that.
They don't tell you in advance who they're going to
No,
call,
they don't.
Right? Yeah.
Do they send a meeting thing out? Like, this is going to be... I don't like, we don't have Zoom here, but we sit on Zoom and you sit there and you click on. Is that what they do here? Then pretty soon whoever the
host is,
you know, will get you hooked up to Zoom. Is that how it works?
Well, they would just send, they'll send us a link and then we'll just forward it out so you can click in and everybody should be there. They will run the Zoom meeting.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Most all the audits that are being done now, the audit outtakes have been done by Zoom
yeah.
Or WebEx or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really nice. I just did one for TRICAP, Central Minnesota Mental Health. They were both done remotely. Good.
All right. Again, Lee and Tina, thank you for getting on that one. Anything else on the outtake meeting? Well, lo and behold, next meeting, March 21st, finance and personnel, or just finance?
Yeah, our plan right now is to have personnel so we can elect a chair.
So
there's
5
a minor
o'clock,
policy
then.
Change. Yeah. If you have a preference, like the people on personnel are mostly not the people on finance, with the exception of a couple of you. Is there a preference as to which one's first?
Well, which one will take longer, you know what I'm saying? So
finance will take longer.
So do we have downtime, you know what I'm saying?
So maybe put the personnel in the middle.
What do you think? But
I got to be on both, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
Am I in personnel?
I can't remember.
I don't remember. That's fine.
Yes.
So when would that be?
5 o'clock.
Did you a lot of good, Randy?
5 o'clock on the 21st.
All right.
Okay, so that 5 o'clock, and again, personnel makes no difference. Finance will be good there.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got that down. Right. Anything else?
Well, if anyone wants a tour after, you know, it's Tim's first time here, and Tina, it's like second time, so if you want, we can do that. Anyone's welcome to join us.
Do what?
A tour.
Tour.
Here.
Yeah. Do you need one? You could probably give it.
Yeah. You'd find out all my hiding places.
All right. Meeting adjourned 3:04.